USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic National Convention underway, and last night the virtual event included speeches from Senator Bernie Sanders and former First Lady Michelle Obama, who says of President Donald Trump,
"He simply cannot be who we need him to be for us. It is what it is."
Joe Biden will accept the party nomination on Thursday night. As Democrats were rallying online last night, President Trump was in campaign mode, speaking not far from Milwaukee in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, giving his November opponent a new nickname.
"Biden is just a Trojan horse for socialism."
Trump also saying the former vice president, quote, has no clue what he's doing. He said Democrats are ashamed of law and order, and he said that gun rights may be in jeopardy if he, the president, does not win re-election. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Democratic lawmakers continue to demand that the Trump administration address problems with the U.S. mail, criticizing Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, calling it unacceptable that changes he's made have slowed down mail deliveries. At a big rally in Baltimore yesterday, Democratic Congressman Kwesi Mfume called on DeJoy to step down ahead of next week's testimony before the House Oversight Committee.
"Ride off into the sunset and restore the decency and the fabric of the United States Postal System."
House Democrats are planning a special session this Saturday to discuss those Postal Service issues. A funeral for Robert Trump, the president's younger brother, who passed away on Saturday, is going to be on Friday. President Trump making the announcement yesterday, saying there would probably also be a small service at the White House this Friday. Robert Trump died at 71, reportedly of brain bleeds after a recent fall. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The last body trapped underneath debris from the Hard Rock Hotel collapse in New Orleans finally recovered. Yesterday, a spokesperson for the city confirmed that the body of Jose Ponceriola was removed from the site after 10 months. In a statement, the 1031 Canal Development Company expressed its deepest sympathies to the families. They say they will now shift to demolition of the upper floors and then the lower level, and then they'll remove all of the debris from that site. Former House Speaker John Boehner says he would rather set himself on fire than play any role in the 2020 election. That's according to a spokesperson for the Ohio Republican, addressing rumors that Boehner was preparing to endorse Democrat Joe Biden for the White House. The rumors started after former Ohio Governor John Kasich hinted that a former GOP lawmaker was preparing to back Biden. Boehner left Congress in 2015. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston will be together on screen for the first time in nearly two decades, joining the previously announced table read of the classic movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
"My brother's gonna kill us."
"Relax. All right? My old man is a television repairman. Got his ultimate set of tools. I can fix it."
That table reading for the two will be on Facebook Live on Thursday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.